You're tuned to KALW, and now it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Tonight, starring Dana Rodriguez, a man who, I hope they win, but not that big a deal.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, no, I do hope they win. I do hope they win. So, I guess, what can I say but hello anybody, because you're probably watching the game. So, if the few mighty small numbers of those who are not, please give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're going to be sitting around here if you don't participate. And so give us a call, 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And we're fighting a lot of divided loyalties tonight. Leah's trying to do some story about the game, and Jerry's got a radio in here, which, thankfully, he actually turned off. So I barely, you know, we barely have three people. I mean, really, it's basically one person. And then the other two people are just sitting here. So, and not paying any attention to this. So we'll see what happens. But again, that number is 415-841-4134. And we'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, the Giants game, and just about everything else. So I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And it's always a pleasure to hear from our listeners. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And likewise, a podcast of the show should be available. I'm looking at Eric right now, so you better do it. Okay. And that will be available after the show at kalw.org. So, I'm going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions, and here's the first. Jerry Nachman is almost rooting for the Tigers to win today, so this miraculous postseason can go on a little longer with the Giants winning in Game 7 on Hunter Pence's broken bat bunt that bounces off third base and lands in Justin Verlander's pocket as Marco Scudero scampers home with the winning run. Yes.
Very nicely done. I think you could be a color play-by-play.
That sounds like a Bob and Ray routine.
Yeah, well, Aaliyah Garchick would like to write about ballet or the symphony or world peace, but all she can think about is baseball.
Game? What game, said our oblivious moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
All right.
Duh.
So, all right.
I add P.S. Duh.
So we'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
Well, I don't have a really good baseball question, so I'll ask something else. What is unique and obvious about an acersecomic person? Acersecomic, I think I'm saying it right. A-C-E-R-C-E-C-O-M-I-C. What is unique and obvious about an acersecomic person?
That person's dry wit?
No.
Is this a physical thing, Jerry?
Yes.
Okay. That's visible to the naked eye.
Yeah, that's what it says, obvious.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, unique and obvious.
It could be obvious when you talk about it.
Obvious to the naked eye, yeah.
Red hair?
No.
All right, give the question once more.
What is unique and obvious to the naked eye about an acersecomic person? I hope I'm saying it right.
Is it eye color?
No.
All right. Leah, do you want to guess?
No, I did. Yes.
All right. What, do you want to guess correctly?
It's a wish.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Leah, why don't you go ahead then?
Okay. What item of clothing introduced in the 1990s made the Canadian Broadcasting Company's list of the top 50 Canadian inventions of all time.
Read that again, please.
What item of clothing introduced in the 1990s made the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company's list? The list was compiled in 2007. It doesn't matter, though, of the top 50 Canadian inventions of all time.
An invention.
An item of clothing.
Oh.
It's something widely used in the United States as well.
Mm-hmm.
They invented the hoodie.
No.
Okay.
Is it something worn by more than one sex than another?
No.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. All right. What is the only state that Obama did not win a single county in 2008? It's only one U.S. state that Obama did not win a single county in.
Montana.
No.
Alaska.
No. I'll give you another guess, since okay. There's not much else going on.
Well, then I'll say Idaho.
No. What is the only U.S. state that Obama did not win a single county in 2008?
Florida.
No. He won Florida.
Did he win Florida?
Yeah. I don't know about this year, but...
Guys.
All right, so once more, what is the only U.S. state that Obama did not win a single county in 2008? And second question, what is the most popular TV star costume this Halloween?
This is your annual
in terms of sales, yeah.
TV star.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to bring Halloween questions.
Oh, gosh. I haven't watched a TV show since about 1973. Series.
Of vampires.
I don't know.
Every other show's about vampires.
Yeah, but vampires are kind of a standard costume anyway.
Yeah.
It might still be true.
No, nothing is denounced.
Oh, let's see.
So I'm looking for an individual costume. In other words, you know, it's not a generic. You can't say like vampire.
How about that?
But it has to be a TV character because I could say the most ubiquitous costume is going to be that Psy.
Who's that?
The Korean pop singer.
Oh, no.
Gangnam Style.
How about Honey Boo? Is that its name?
Honey Boo Boo?
What is that about?
I have no idea. I just heard that thrown around.
Well,
I'm so out of it.
To put it bluntly, it's about a white trash couple, and the kind of slightly overweight mother and the slightly overweight child, and the child goes to these beauty pageants for children. It's a reality series, but it's really not so much about the beauty pageants anymore. That's where they first met the child. Now it's about just their life, basically, and they're very camera conscious. So, in other words, they play to the camera. I've seen it once.
Is this a BBC show?
No kidding.
No, it's not a BBC show.
Yeah, they play for the camera.
They play for the camera very much.
That's why they.
She's
exist.
Not a bad kid or anything, but yeah.
So that's not the answer. Not Honey Boo Boo.
It's not Honey Boo Boo. No. Okay, so let me just repeat that question. What is the most individual? What is the most popular TV star costume this Halloween? Okay, what is the most popular TV star costume this Halloween?
I don't watch Jersey Shore or Jersey Housewives. Is it somebody on there, maybe?
And let's go to a call.
No, I guess not.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is James in the Mission.
Hi.
Probably your only listener.
Well, you might be right.
Oh,
I don't
gee.
Know.
You're required to tell us the score when you call in.
Yeah, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's 1-0 in favor of the Giants.
No, it's 2-1.
Oh, 2-1? Oh, okay.
It's 3-3.
3-3. Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it, James. Just say whatever you want. What's on your mind?
Oh, jeez.
So I think I've got a couple answers to the questions just posed. The most popular Halloween costume?
Yes.
Big Bird?
Big Bird is correct.
Oh,
yes.
Of course, of course.
Very good.
And then the only only state that had no counties voted for Obama? Would that be Oklahoma?
It would be Oklahoma.
Oh.
Yes. Excellent. You heard that on This American Life the other day, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's where I heard it, too.
I thought they were a little more civilized in Oklahoma.
So, good job.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, James. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And like ghosts, they just vanished with the sunrise as soon as somebody answered that question about Big Bird in Oklahoma. So, Jerry, it's up to you.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. What Hollywood leading man? I have to recuse you from this day. Well, maybe not. No, I won't recuse you. I don't think you might not know this. What Hollywood leading man starred in both the Oscar-winning Best Picture and the Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Picture?
You mean in the same year?
Yeah.
But
in
they're
the same
different.
Year.
Are you saying they're different pictures?
No. The same. Yeah. Yes. Different. Different pictures. What Hollywood man? Leading man starred in two different pictures in both the Oscar-winning Best Picture and also starred in the Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Picture.
Yeah. In the same year.
Same year, right.
Okay.
And I won't tell you the year because then you'll nail it right away.
I doubt that very much. I don't follow the Golden Raspberry as closely as I should. I don't know.
Who hands those out?
I'm not sure of that either.
Harvard or something? Okay.
No, that's something. That's a different one. Boy. I'm just going to make a guess because I don't know the movies. Okay. I'll say Tom Cruise.
You must know the movie.
I really don't.
Pick that out of there. Yes.
Was Interview with a Vampire one?
No. Oscar-winning Best Picture would be Rain Man.
Okay.
And Golden Raspberry for Worst Picture was something called Cocktail.
Okay.
1988.
Well, I'm glad we could kill 4 minutes with that.
How did you come up with Tom Cruise out of nowhere? I should have recused you, you see.
No, just because he gets a lot of grief for not being a particularly good actor.
Okay.
And we'll give us another question, Jerry.
Another? I don't have that many. Okay. What sport is known as a rolleo, spelled R-O-L-E-O?
Roller skating?
No.
Can you spell it once more? R-O-L what?
I mean, the competition is called the rolleo.
Yeah, the competition. Isn't it called R-O-L-E-O?
Rolleo. And you just said a competition?
Yeah.
You didn't say a sports competition, you just said a competition.
We call it a sport or a competition. It's more, I'd say, more of a competition.
Rolleo. Is this a team sport?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Then it's not a sport you know that well.
I don't think it is. No. What?
Okay. Then it's not a sport you know that well.
No.
Okay. Rolleo.
It's not what you call a prominent sport, but we've all heard of it.
But it's played in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a prominent sport. Hacky sack?
Competition is about, what?
Hacky sack?
No, something like that. No.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter, as I said. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m., rain or shine. So the panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on KALW 91.7 FM. That's your local public radio station. So let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarino.
Hi, Linda. Hello, Hi. Fateful listener.
Yes, you have another listener.
All right, good. Me too.
Non-sports fan variety. Okay, I'm thinking about Halloween, and of course that's become a big spending day.
Hmm.
And I have a list of six major spending days in the United States. It doesn't include Thanksgiving because I guess they find that too hard to figure. But I wonder if you could tell me what the six big spending days are.
You mean holiday-wise?
Right. They're holidays or special days.
They're only about six per year.
Christmas, of course.
And Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Mother's Day.
Right. And Father's Day?
Mm-hmm.
That's four.
Right.
And Halloween is five, right?
Yes.
So we're down one.
One more.
Hmm. Valentine's Day.
No, we said that.
Oh, you said that. Oh, okay.
Well,
a birthday?
But did you say it should be a holiday or it should?
No, it's a spending day. It's not. I don't think it's a legal holiday.
Arbor Day.
So, in other words, if I said like Super Bowl Sunday or something.
No, it's not anything like that.
Tisha B'Av.
What was that?
That's a Jewish, fairly obscure
Jewish. Oh, okay. I think I've heard of it.
It's not so obscure.
Okay, so what are we?
Let's see here.
It's a springtime thing, I'll give you that.
Oh. We said Easter. You said Easter.
Oh, right? You did say Easter. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't know if we said Easter or not.
Well, I don't think we did say Easter.
No, now, how about putting those in order of spending?
Oh, good.
Of course, you know which.
Christmas is first.
Christmas.
What was that?
Christmas, of course. Number one.
Yes. Okay, then what comes after that?
I think Valentine's.
It's close, but no.
Mother?
Mother's Day, right.
Okay. And then Valentine.
No, not quite.
I bet Father's Day is the last. Okay, now that's so Valentine's Day.
So does Father come after Mother?
Not quite.
No.
I mean, it does come after, but not immediately.
Easter, see, means all new clothes, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I've heard. I haven't been in on that.
So I'm sorry. So it was Christmas. did you say Christmas, then Mother's Day?
Yes.
And then?
I'm looking for number three.
And Valentine's Day is number three?
Not quite.
Halloween.
It's not third.
All right, Thanksgiving then.
No, I had to exclude Thanksgiving. I couldn't find anything out about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you tell us that?
Okay. All right. Easter is ranked number three, and then Valentine's Day, and then Father's Day, and then, of course, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So would you like to take a guess as to the spending? They broke it down by per person.
No, I don't think we have any. I don't have any.
Oh, I don't know. We'd just be guessing on that.
Okay. Well, for Christmas, they estimate $856 per person.
Okay.
For Halloween, for this year, they're predicting it be $80 per person. Now, I don't know exactly how these are figured, whether they just take the total spending and divide it by the number of people in the country, or my numbers are from different sources.
Right.
But one thing that was kind of interesting about Valentine's Day is that they did break it down between what men spend and what women spend. What do you think the ratio would be?
Oh, I suspect that... You mean for each holiday? I think that...
No, for Valentine's Day, between men and women. That was the one that was broken down.
Well, men always feel guilty about it. So, no. Just tell us.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were sort of hinting at it. Yeah, men spend about twice as much money as women do.
They're always trying to cover up something.
Whatever. Okay. All right, you did really well.
All right, thank you, Linda.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I'm sitting here, and I was going to ask this question in a certain way, but I realized that somebody sent me this. Thank you, Art Finger, and I will read you what he sent me. What nine-letter word in the English language is still a word when eight letters are removed one by one?
I asked that. Q. Oh, nine-letter word. Okay.
Yeah. What nine... No, it's
no,
not.
That's not line
letters. Nothing to do with Q.
That's not line letters.
No, what? But you know what? There was a video that went with it that I watched and showed how this was done.
Oh, I saw that too. I saw that. Yeah.
Okay, so
I won't guess, but I can't remember. But I won't guess.
So that. I'm going to give you the nine-letter word because I didn't write down the order of the video, and I'd like anybody who's thinking about this and not focusing on Buster and Pablo to the word is starting.
Right.
So I'd like listeners to show me the pattern of how each letter could be removed and still make a word.
So tell me, what's the premise of this again?
The word starting, if you remove the letters one by one, and I'm not telling you in what order, that's
startling,
what I'm
starting, L-I-N-G.
No, starting.
Well, starting's only eight letters.
Oh.
I think it's startling.
Oh.
Yes, it's eight letters.
Oh, then it's... Startling, right. Okay, startling.
You're making this up as you go on.
No, I saw the video. It's
when,
very clever.
Yeah, and, everyone got
but
one.
How can anybody tell me the order that those letters disappear? That the letters have to be taken away one by one to leave you with?
And each one it forms a new word.
Yes, and yeah, each one right, forms yeah. a new word.
As you take a word.
Okay. Well, tart, art.
Well, of course, L goes, and then you have starting. Mm-hmm. That's just to start people off, so to speak.
All right, we'll leave it up to people to work
on. And then you take T out, it's staring.
Was that the order that it...
I don't know if that's the order, but that's what I remember.
All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Are a Matter.
Complicated, but...
Hi, it's Ed. I just have two questions for you. Mm-hmm. Really interesting questions. The first one is, if you look at the window outside now, the moon is almost full moon. It will be totally full moon tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Hunter's Moon because it's in October. And last month, it would have been the Harvest Moon. So I want you to tell me, you probably will not be able to tell all of them, what months do we have the Wolf Moon and what months we have the Pink Moon and what months we have the Strawberry. And the other one that is very interesting is the Beaver and the Sturgeon Moon. So what is this to the audience?
All right.
What do you think? It will be hard. The second question, if you ask most people, what did Einstein get his Nobel Prize, everybody will say relativity. In fact, he did not get it in either special or general theory of relativity. He got it in some field, and that is related to what came in the news yesterday. So we have big threat of this big, huge asteroid, Phobos, which is supposed to hit. He had smallest chance, but possible. It could hit us somewhere around San Francisco area in the year 2029. And if it misses, then it may hit again in the year 2036. And both days, by the way, are April, Friday. Both of them are Friday the 13th. One is in April. I forgot what the other one is. So we are using this principle of Einstein to deflect a Phobos if we can. And the way we'll do it is to paint it with white paint. Does anybody know why?
White paint?
Yeah. Then by painting it white paint, you use Einstein theory that is where he got his Nobel Prize on. But from that theory that is proven for sure, and with it all finds in electronics and other things, to deflect a Phobos if we can do it right from hitting the Earth in either incident, 2029 or 2036.
Mm.
Anybody have an idea? Or?
Well, we'll leave it to the audience because I don't have an idea.
Yeah, okay. So we need to know what subject did Einstein get his Nobel Prize and why is it applicable to paint any asteroid that threatened Earth with white colors so we can deflect it.
So it's not for physics and it was not for mathematics?
It is all, well, you know, it helped. You know, this is like real trivial questions, but the subject is very interesting. So we'll leave it to the audience.
All right.
Somebody will come with it.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Never Matter.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
Oh, okay. I've got the baseball game the other year. I turned it down.
Well, you're not the only one in the studio. It feels like
so that. What's happening?
It's top of the seven. Blanco's on second, one out.
All right.
Anyway, that question about the Razzie and the Oscar, was that?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't Sandra?
No, not the Razzie and the Oscar. What the question about Tom Cruise?
Oh, Tom Cruise. I thought it was a question about who won the Razzie and the Oscar both.
No. The same guy, which is Tom Cruise, won for Rain Man and lost for or got the raspberry for Cocktail.
He didn't win for
Cocktail. I was trying to. I didn't get quite hear the beginning of the question. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Because I know Sandra Bullock also won the Razzie and an Oscar too.
Yeah,
she did. Yes.
Who did?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, really?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
won
yeah.
the Oscar just recently with the same year that the guy screwed her over. But I don't know what year she won the Razzie. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Sorry,
well,
got no more.
All right.
It's hard to listen and talk and think.
I know.
And I'm eating, too. Mm-hmm.
We have the same problem here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care. All right. So this is a poll that's a survey was done through, I think, Parents Magazine, of a national survey done for the five worst Halloween candies. In other words, the five least favorite Halloween candies. And these are all, I mean, they're not, these are all national brands.
You mean least popular? Or?
Yeah, the least popular amongst kids, okay. Halloween candies given out nationally.
Oh, gosh.
I agree with just about all of these, to be honest with you. So this is, again, this is a survey done, I believe, through Parents Magazine, of the five least favorite Halloween candies that kids feel. Anyway,
these are wrapped candies.
These are all wrapped, or they come in a box.
Commercial
wrapped,
box.
You know, they're commercial candies.
Yeah.
They're all sold nationally. So yes, anybody want to take a guess?
The least favorites.
Yes,
Mike and Ike.
Well, I like Mike and Ike, but no.
I don't know. I never had
Good and Plenty?
Yes, Good and Plenty.
Good, very good.
Good and Plenty is number five.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like licorice. Yeah.
Don't like black licorice anyway.
Yeah, right.
Well, the other just tastes like sugar, and I know because I love it.
What, you mean Twizzlers? And,
yeah, it's
Red Vines,
not, yeah.
So again, this is a survey done, I believe, through Parents Magazine, of the five worst Halloween candies in terms of how kids feel about it. Okay.
Gosh.
Five worst Halloween candies. They're all national brands. So,
are any of them chocolate?
One of them is.
How about Bit of Honey?
Yes. Very good. Very good. Bit of Honey. Okay. You're all right. You each had your guess.
Okay.
And so, again, we're looking for the worst Halloween candies as voted on by children in a national poll. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, you only get one guess?
I agree pretty much with all of these. I'll give you another guess toward the end of the show.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Laura in Berkeley, and my first question is there a game on tonight?
Yeah, believe it or not,
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm kidding. I have an answer for, I believe, for the Canadian innovation.
Yeah.
Was that Wonder Bra?
Yes.
Oh,
good for you.
Has that only been around since the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh. Something superficial and compared with previous call.
what is the wonder?
We like to keep the tone not too heavy.
Yeah.
What is the wonder in Wonder Bra?
Thank you very much. Yeah, what's the wonder?
Yeah. Architecture.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. And
no more whalebone, is that it?
Yeah. It's been a while since you took off one, huh? And let's see, 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. Here every Sunday at 7, 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Starling, staring, string, sing, sin, in, I.
Very good.
Good for you. Thank you.
Okay, back to the game. Thank
you. All right, bye-bye. Glad we had your undivided attention for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Well, I just got my question answered anyway.
Well,
there you're back.
Thank you.
This is Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
So, you know, personally, I never cared for Tootsie Rolls, but I don't know if that's on the list. You know?
Well, actually, Tootsie Rolls, I'm going to give you a small bell for that, because the Tootsie Rolls, the regular Tootsie Rolls were not on the list, but number six were the flavored Tootsie Rolls. You know, they have different flavors.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But Tootsie Rolls is kind of the apple pie of candy. I mean, it's generic.
Yeah, pretty basic, yeah.
I think, you know, I think there's going to be the FBI at your door. You're not listening to the ball game, and you don't like Tootsie Rolls, really.
It's
communist.
It's a personal thing about things sticking in my teeth, I think, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Anyway, so I have a question.
Yes.
What do the architect Rem Koolhaas and film critic Roger Ebert have in common?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I would think that Dana might. This is up Dana's alley. Kind of.
Do they both have a favorite film?
No, but it's That's not a film area.
But it's in a film area.
I was going to say they've both been celebrated, and I think this is true, at Harvard University.
Well, a lot of people have.
It's something quite specific that they both did as young men.
That they both did as young men?
That they both created as young men. Roger Ebert famously, but Rem Koolhaas much less famously, because I had never heard of it before.
Is this like a film fan magazine or anything of that?
No, it's not. It's in film. It's not about film.
They created something. Did they? No, I know Roger Ebert did it one screenplay.
He did.
Any
they both write a screenplay for Russ Meyer.
That's it. They both wrote movie scripts for Russ.
What is I forgot the not Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's another one.
Faster
Pussycat Kill Kill.
Yeah.
That was Roger Ebert. I don't know the other one though.
Koolhaas wrote a.
Koolhaas' script was never produced.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
They both wrote for Russ Meyer.
So. Oh.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. So let's see. Jerry, you go first.
Okay. Who's ahead? That's the first question.
Someone of our callers will tell us. Don't worry.
What sport is known as a roleo, spelled R-O-L-E-O? It's more of a competition than a classic sport.
Wait, I'm sorry. Just to clarify, that's not the name of the sport, though.
No, it's kind of a nickname for the sport.
Okay. All right.
And what else do I have? Oh, yeah. No, I think that's
it. Is it Roleo or Roleo?
Roleo or Roleo. I don't know how you pronounce it. R-O-L-E-O.
So the match is called that?
That's a nick. Yeah. Yeah, that's what people call this match.
Is it the thing you play? Highlight?
No. and also, what is unique and obvious about an Acer Sacomic person? Spelled A-C-E-R-S-E-C-O-M-I-C. Okay. Acer Sacomic.
Yep.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. And according to a survey done through, I think, Parents Magazine, these are the five least favorite Halloween candies. They're all national brands, just so you know. So far we have Bit of Honey and Good and Plenty.
Bit O' Honey, excuse me.
Please. Yeah. And again, this is a survey done through, I think, Parents Magazine of the five least favorite Halloween candies amongst children. So Bit O' Honey and Good and Plenty, then there are three left here. Anything else for me?
How many are you looking for? Five?
Five.
Oh, we got two. Well, that's pretty good.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Brooklyn.
Hi, Thomas.
I hated Three Musketeers. Is that on the list?
Oh, I like Three Musketeers.
Oh, that's a great candy.
No, I'm afraid.
With you, Thomas.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's wonderful. Come on.
So here I have my question that I've held on to for a while. I found that there were like 4 years that the actresses who won Tonys tied. And I was wondering if you knew them.
So this is Jerry's kind of question.
There are four different occasions when two actresses tied for Best Actress Tony?
Yeah.
Really?
Was Judi Dench one of them that tied?
No.
Okay.
The first one's in
58. Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
It's a musical?
Tied. I don't remember any Tonys being tied.
I know. I didn't either.
Yeah.
And basically, this musical is being revived on Broadway currently.
Oh. Oh, would that be...
Annie?
Nope.
No, that's later. Currently, well...
New Girl in Town.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, so that's Gwen Verdon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
it's being revived?
What?
Oh, really? And she tied with somebody.
Who was in the same play.
Oh, Thelma Ritter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was amazed.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, what else? And you're looking for three
62?
More?
62, and they're both musicals.
62.
Boom.
Richard Rodgers musical.
Oh, No Strings?
No Strings.
Yeah.
Diane Carroll?
Diane Carroll, and...
And the other one is, I think they made it into a movie with Leslie Caron. But, you know, she didn't, she was not the person. I didn't know if they
Irma LaDuce?
No, it's Carnival.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, they did make it into a movie. Yeah, not, I don't think Leslie Caron, but it's Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Yeah, you're right.
And then in 68, I didn't even know this woman had been on Broadway. And she did Darling of the Day. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have heard of it, sure.
And you know who was the actress?
Oh, Darling of the Day.
From over on the other side, a Brit.
Darling of the Day, oh.
Hetty Investigates, what's her name? Hetty Wainwright.
Oh, no.
Hasn't she got another one where she's this impossible woman that nothing is... She's a Brit. That's just too much. Anyway, it's Patricia Rutledge.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And then the other show is Hallelujah Baby.
Oh, that's Leslie Uggams.
Yeah. And then in 69, I don't know either of these people, but this woman won for Wings...
Wings?
Did they make a musical of Wings?
Not from the movie. Was it a movie?
No, all I know is it was Wings is the title.
And I don't think it's based on that movie. I think it's,
no.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah. Anyway, it's Constance Cummings.
Oh, Constance Cummings. Okay.
I never...
What year was this, Thomas?
Pardon me?
What year was this you're talking
69.
About?
69.
69,
And the other one was for the actress in Elephant Man.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I don't remember the name at all.
Okay, I don't either. Yeah.
Carol Shelley.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
That's all I've got, and I have no points because I basically only listen to you three.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No points. Okay.
Take it easy, Thomas. Bye-bye. And Jerry, your turn.
Okay. If I ask this question, I apologize, but I'll ask it again. Bing Crosby's right. I think I did ask this, but let's go through it again. Have a rerun. Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the biggest selling single of all time, but what is in second place?
Well, is it an Elvis Presley thing?
No. More contemporary.
More contemporary. Is it Michael Jackson?
No.
No, I'd just be guessing. Okay, why don't you repeat the question?
Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the biggest selling single of all time, but what is in second place?
Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Greg in Alameda.
Oh, hi, Greg.
I have a guess on those Halloween candies.
Okay.
So every year I used to trade with my brother because I hated those Whoppers. Those malted mothballs, that analyst.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Those are awful.
Oh, I like them.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're the one.
I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
And then I have a guess for that. So, Rolio, are you saying R-O-L-E-O, like a rodeo, but with an L?
That's right.
Is that like, that's a lumberjack thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is well, can you name the competition?
Oh, it's I think the Rolio is like all the different things that a lumberjack does, but it's like the log rolling.
That's it, the log rolling competition.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Greg. Bye-bye. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, what invention was brought to Atlantic City in 1929? Before that, it was used only for illness, and... 112 million of these things get sold in a year. At least 112 million in the United States.
It was an invention and it only was used for illness?
Right.
An ice bag?
No.
Hot water bottle?
Mm-mm.
And I'm sorry, 129 million were sold?
112 million were sold in a year recently. One recent year. That's not an exact figure for this year, but...
In the United States?
And it was only... Right.
Is this a sex-specific thing?
No.
And it's a cure or a part?
I'm not saying.
It was used originally for illness.
For illness, yeah.
It's not a cure, I'll say that.
Yeah, okay. Well, not, yeah, I meant a remedy.
Spanx.
Remedy.
Okay. I don't know. Think about it. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, yeah. It's not really a candy, but isn't raisins the least favorite thing at Halloween?
It's not in the candy line, though, so I'm just looking for the candy.
It's not a candy line, but it's the least favorite thing to get at Halloween.
Well, it is a pretty bad thing to get when you go to somebody's door.
Raisins aren't too bad. They're better when the chocolate covered. This is Carl from San Francisco.
Hey, Carl.
I didn't call tonight. I didn't identify myself the first time, too. Sorry.
When I was a kid, we had a guy in my neighborhood that gave out support your local police.
Raisins come in a box.
Buttons instead of candy.
Oh, no, that doesn't count.
By the way, they're in the top of the eighth.
Oh, top of the eighth.
Still three to three.
Top of the eighth. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I got two headphones on, one on each ear.
Me too.
Thanks for that.
It's the only way to listen to this thing and listen to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. So
we're still tied up.
The Halloween question. In Great Britain, jack-o'-lanterns are not normally made from pumpkins. What are they made from?
Is it another kind of gourd? Is it a gourd?
I'm not going to say.
Well, yes or no?
It's another vegetable, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Not okay. A gourd. Is it a gourd? Not
it's a
gourd.
It's a summer squash or...
Yeah.
Winter squash or
no.
Something.
Or no, it's not a summer or winter
cassava
squash.
Cassava or something. No. A melon.
No. In Great Britain, jack-o'-lanterns are not normally
out of cats.
Made from pumpkins. What are they made out of? It is not a gourd.
Is it a natural?
Yes, it's a thing that grows.
Item?
Ground.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, it's something that grows.
Anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, a potato. No, baked potato. No, that wouldn't work. Something big. A watermelon?
No.
Oh, you said
I don't think they grow too many watermelons in Great Britain. It's something that grows in Great Britain, so that's the reason to use it. Pumpkins do not generally grow in Great Britain. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. I mean, they're from here.
I thought they grew
everywhere. Well, I mean, they might grow there, but they're from the United
States.
They're
very hardy.
Traditionally, they are not grown in Great Britain.
This is an indigenous
vegetable. Yes.
Okay.
I'll give you one more question because it's specific to the holiday.
Because they have zucca is the word in Italian, and there are lots of Italian dishes with pumpkin in them.
Pumpkins came from the Americas. So this tradition started, I think, before pumpkins even came from the Americas to overseas. So again, what is the only U.S. state that was admitted to the Union on Halloween? What is the only U.S. state that was admitted to the Union on Halloween? I'll tell you the year, which was 1864.
Wow. It could be anything, right? I mean, there's
not really.
There's no significance.
If you have some small knowledge of American history, you might be able to figure it out.
Really? Oh, you mean there is some connection to the...
Don't be testy.
I'm just really...
No, I mean him.
Oh, him. Oh, okay. So there's some connection between the state and Halloween?
No.
No.
It just happened to be admitted to the to the United States on Halloween.
I think Paul Ryan looked like Dracula. Is that relevant?
It's not his state.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
Who knows? Okay. Illinois, I don't know.
No. So what is the only U.S. state admitted to the Union on Halloween?
The one with the motto, the Boo State.
In Halloween in 1864. And in Great Britain, jack-o'-lanterns are not normally made from pumpkins, but what?
Hmm.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Linda in San Francisco.
Hi, Linda.
I had a gift to the Halloween candy, but now I've lost my confidence because you said only one of the candies had chocolate in them, and somebody said Whoppers.
And that was the chocolate one.
Oh, man, it's not Junior Mints.
No, it's not Junior Mints.
Oh, no, Junior Mints are great.
Oh, man, once you eat those, they ruin your mouth for the rest of the candy, I remember as a kid.
Well, most candies ruin your mouth eventually, but...
Well, okay, in an ideal world, saltwater taffy would be given as a remedy for illness, so would that be the thing sold in Atlantic City?
Oh,
no.
Interesting guess,
though.
I like that.
But it's an invention, which means it's something more.
Oh, an invention, right. And saltwater taffy that just comes.
Well, I guess you can invent it. Yeah.
It falls from the head of Athena, full blown.
Right.
Okay, well, have a nice evening. Thanks for working, you guys. You're the best.
All right. Well, we try.
Yeah. Work. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Nobody's working in here, that's for sure. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Hi, this is Sherry from Berkeley.
Hi.
I have an answer to the rollo.
Okay.
Is it log rolling competition?
It is log rolling. Somebody guessed it just a little bit before
Very,
you.
How did you know that?
That's an excellent answer.
Very good.
How did you know about that?
My dad.
Oh, okay. He's a log roller?
And okay. I also have an answer to the candies.
Yes.
Is one black licorice?
Well, you're kind of right, because one of the ones on the list, number five, was Good and Plenty, and half of that is black licorice, so I'm going to give you credit for that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call?
Should ask what she's going as on Halloween.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening. This is Dave Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi.
One, I just wanted to give a shout out to Alan Farley, whether he's looking up or looking down. I'm sure he's loving both the Frankenstorm and the Giants and Minds Over Matter tonight.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm sure many will miss him. I had a guess or two guesses on the Halloween candies. I was rather a queer kid, and I always liked these, but my brother never loved them. Neckel wafers, is that one of them?
Oh, yeah, that's a good guess.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I actually have seen there were several lists that involved these candies, and Neckel wafers was on a couple of them. So,
okay.
But I know you like them, Jerry.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah,
I
forget about them. Then I go on a Neckel wafer binge for a couple of weeks.
But somebody told me, or actually I read that they have new flavors now, so they're better than they used to be. I don't know.
How about Bazooka gum?
That also was on a few of the lists, but it wasn't in the top five anyway.
All right. One of the questions I had for personally, I'm a big biography nut, and I've been reading the two definitive biographies of Edwin Land of Polaroid, primarily just to see why Apple's Steve Jobs admired him so much, beyond the fact that at one point he held the second most number of patents after Edison.
Oh, right. Okay.
I discovered I was thinking about pods and iPod, and I think I discovered a mistake on Wikipedia. They talk about the earliest recorded use in commerce of the iPod trademark.
A mistake on Wikipedia?
And there was some yarn about it being named after Open the Pod Door, Bay Door, Hal. But when Land was developing the Polaroid, the two parts of the film that came together and then punctured a gel that developed and stopped developing the photograph, the instant photograph, was named Pod, and it's his patent. And I thought to myself, that really is the first commercial use. It's a patent. It's trademarked by him. And beyond Steve Jobs ripping off the colors of the initial Apple logo from Polaroid, I think that also is, and I found it very interesting. I guess that's not a question, but I would be interested if anybody was listening or in future shows, if somebody could refer to that. I'd be interested in seeing. There are many, many things that were taken from him, but he's a great person to read about, I will say.
All right. Thank you very much for that. But, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in Walton, Oregon.
Hi.
I have an answer for Einstein's Nobel Prize.
Yes.
I believe he was awarded it for the photoelectric effect.
Oh. Fair enough.
Another question about the device that was marketed as a remedy. Was that the vaporizer?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, that's not the answer I have here. Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
That's,
well,
a good guess. That's a good
thank
guess.
You very much.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. The answer to your jack-o'-lantern question.
Yes.
My name is Paul. I'm in Albany. Is a turnip.
Turnip. That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, they grown that
and
big?
The idea is that jack-o'-lantern, when you lit it, it was so that the spirits could find their way from one world to the next and back again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other answer I have is maybe, well, when we were kids, we didn't get very much candy anyway in Ireland, because what we used to do was we'd knock on people's doors and say, do you have any apples or nuts? Which was a reflection on how it was originally a harvest festival as well.
Right.
So the other thing is the equipment from Atlanta. Is that some kind of like soda making device?
No. This was brought to Atlantic City, not Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. That's enough then.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, just to give that answer again. In Great Britain, jack-o'-lanterns are not normally made from pumpkins, but from turnips.
But a turnip is so small.
Okay. Well, they can have large. They get fairly large.
Like it is? This. Okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm paying attention to two things at once here. That baseball game going.
I understand.
By the way. This is Carl from San Francisco again. I forgot to tell you, the best-selling candy wasn't Skittles.
The best what?
Best-selling candy?
Yeah. Wasn't it Skittles?
No, the best-selling candy is Snickers, but
I thought
the
it was Skittles. I heard somebody tell me Skittles on another station. I was listening so late. That's where I got the raisins.
Oh,
well, you can't trust another station.
No.
Now, come on. Anyway, the state in 1864 has got to be West Virginia because it split Virginia.
No, that's 1863. That's.
Oh, okay, then it's Nevada.
It is Nevada. Very good.
Yeah, because I remember looking at my, the state quarter coins, and it was either West Virginia or Nevada. I couldn't remember which one was which.
Right.
Yeah, there's the only two minted during the Civil War.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank
Carl
you.
From San Francisco, by the way.
All right, Carl. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Tim in San Francisco.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, two guesses for the Halloween candy question. Starburst or Big Hunk?
Neither one.
Oh, those are good, yeah.
Big Hunk.
Horrible. Can't Big Hunk. How does that thing survive?
The problem with Starburst is that it takes forever to unwrap each one of them.
Exactly.
So. Yeah.
It takes forever to eat.
It's a pain. And if they're stale, they're really tough.
I think I ate half of that other thing, Big Hunk. God.
Oh. All right. And the number is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Just the two people on this panel just counting down the seconds until they get out of here.
I love being here.
Next call.
I want to go home and read more about Edward Land.
Yeah, I bet you would. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Amanda from Hayward.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Great. Okay, couple guesses for the candy.
Yes.
Jujubes or gumdrops?
Neither one.
Milk Duds?
No.
Brock's?
No.
Mints?
No.
Almond Joy?
No.
Damn, Charleston Chew.
No.
Oh, boy, you're a candy.
Remember, these are the least favorite candies.
Almond Joy is good.
I love Almond Joy, but my daughter hates them.
Oh, all right.
Only thing better is Mounds.
We shouldn't necessarily use your daughter as the national.
Do they still make Jujubes?
Average of that.
I hope not, man.
I never see Jujubes around. Are they still around?
They're still around.
The ninth is about to start, and it's still tied, and it's, oh, my God, nerve-wracking.
Oh, God, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for your time, but I keep thinking about a bitter comic, because that's all I can think about for the Asters.
Asters
comic.
No, that sounds like what it would be. No, that isn't it.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. And next call.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Glenn in San Francisco.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. So, as a safe guest,
Yes, the state was just guessed.
Nevada.
It was Nevada. I'll give you a bell.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. All right. Yeah. And let's see. How many minutes we have left? 5 minutes. Okay. If you want to give us a call quickly, 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134. And let's see. Let's see if I have any other Halloween questions that we can... Ninety percent of all the pumpkins grown in the United States are from what state?
Oh, California?
No, California grows pumpkins, but not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I think we had this question, but a very long time ago, many pumpkins ago, many Halloweens ago.
Right.
Wisconsin.
That's fair game again.
Wisconsin?
No. 90% of the pumpkins grown in the United States are from what state?
Gee.
It's not a state you would ordinarily think of growing pumpkins.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
South Carolina.
It's not a southern state, I can tell you that much.
Maine.
No.
I don't know.
Don't forget they came from New England originally, so yeah. I think all that's right. Where pumpkins
New Jersey. Originated. New Jersey, that's a state I wouldn't expect to find pumpkins.
So 90% of all pumpkins
the
grown in the,
pumpkin.
In the U.S. are from this state. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Dan from Daly City.
Hi, Dan.
I've got a question that's so obscure, it's probably unfair, but what the heck. What's the only song the Beatles ever did which the songwriting credit was John Lennon and George Harrison?
Oh.
Yeah, that Lori would know that.
Yeah, I do not know, and I can't speak for the rest of the panel, but I suspect that they don't know either. And so we don't know, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. Well, this is really obscure, unless you're a Beatles fan, I guess. It was an instrumental piece called Cry for a Shadow.
Oh.
And it was never released until the Beatles Anthology Collection came out in the 1990s.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It is me.
It is you.
For the Obama question, is it Oklahoma?
It is Oklahoma. Oh, you waited a long time to call. Yes, it is Oklahoma. Very good. Thank you very much. All right, time to clean up here.
At last.
Yeah, at last.
Okay, Bing Crosby's okay. White Christmas is the biggest selling single of all time. In second place is Candle in the Wind, 1997. And an astrosomic person is someone who has never had their hair cut.
All right.
Wow. The thing brought to Atlantic City in 1929 and now widely used is sunglasses.
Oh, 29?
It was used only by sick people as a...
Really?
For illness.
Okay. Is that it for you?
Yes.
All right. 90% of all the pumpkins grown in the U.S. are from Illinois.
Where?
Illinois.
Oh.
Or Illinois, as some people would say. And the poll amongst the least favorite candy, the five least favorite candies for amongst children, are Whoppers, those horrible little malted milk balls, Circus Peanuts, nobody called, those are equally horrible.
Peanuts.
Oh, those
I
are,
like them.
Ooh, yeah. Bit of Honey.
Oh, I like the peanuts. Is that different from the candy?
Yes, it's not the same thing. They're just shaped like peanuts.
Oh. Okay,
yeah. And Mary Jane's.
Oh, yeah.
And Good and Plenty. Anyway, if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And as they're rushing out the door, I would say Jerry Nachman and Leah Garchik are the other two people on the panel. My name is Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to Eric Wayne for handling the board and the phones tonight. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We realize we're up against the game, so thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.
It's gotta be this or that.